Wisconsin is one of only 8 states that have not adopted some sort of mental health parity requirement for basic health insurance packages. Efforts to pass a bill in 2005 failed largely because health insurance companies argued it was an unnecessary new regulation that would make basic health care policies unaffordable for many people. But Lawton says other states and some Wisconsin employers have not found that to be true.
One of the state's largest employers does have mental health parity in their insurance coverage and has discovered that there's no significant increase in the cost to them whatsoever.
There will likely be opposition from insurance companies to the bill's requirement that mental health coverage for alcohol and drug abuse treatment be equal to that for physical ailments. But Lawton says the insurance industry has always needed to be pushed to expand coverage. She notes that neither maternal health care or mammograms were required until state government required it.
So on some of the most important preventative health care and important cost savers for employers and for families, we've had to nudge the insurance industry along to do the right thing, and in the end, everybody does save.
Lawton says the savings that will come from expanded mental health care coverage will result largely from people who suffer from depression and can't afford the counseling and antidepressants to treat it. She cites a study showing that the medical costs of people with untreated depression average twice those of people who are not depressed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.